Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Another way of saying God will cast down the proud and lift up the lowly. This is one of those themes that we hear over and over again in sacred scripture. So the gospel tonight that we heard Deacon Eddie preach just a moment ago must be taken in context. It's got to be read in the context of the entire sacred scripture. It is a kind of maybe, I think, really a problem of the modern world more than it was even 100 years ago, that people sometimes will reduce reading the sacred scripture to reading it a line at a time, line by line. Now, there are a lot of lines in sacred scripture that are beautiful and powerful, and we should remember. I encouraged you all to try to remember one a couple weeks ago. Remember what it was? I can do all things, what? In Christ who strengthens me. Yeah, beautiful line of scripture to remember. Tonight, Jesus says, call no man rabbi. Now, what does the word rabbi mean? The word rabbi means teacher. Call no man rabbi. Now, the teacher, we call people teacher all the time, don't we? And we have another word for calling people, and that is doctor. You know, you go to college, you get a bachelor's degree, and then you get a master's degree, and then you get a doctorate. When you get a doctor, that means you are so well versed in the subject that now you can be a teacher, you know? And so we have these notions and these concepts woven into our world. But here's Jesus saying, don't call anybody rabbi, don't call anybody teacher, don't call anybody father, don't call anybody master. What are we to make of that? St. Paul speaks about God as the source of all fatherhood. God is the source of all instruction. So I say to you, my brothers in the congregation, your fatherhood comes from God. My fatherhood comes from God. Ultimately, God is the source of all fatherhood. Now, I read a book a few years ago, and the name of the book was Unabridged Christianity. And the author of the book wrote the book in response to kind of some Bible fundamentalist challenges to Catholicism. And he tells a story, the author of the book tells a story about when he was taking a product that he had purchased back to the store. And he brought it back to the store, he wanted his refund. And the clerk that waited on him said, what's your name? And he says, I forget his name, but let's just say he says his name is, my name is Father Bob Smith. And she says, don't you Catholics know the Bible says, call no one father? Why don't I write down Reverend Bob Smith? And he says, whatever you want to do, that's fine with me. Okay, so she wrote down Reverend Bob Smith, and it got him thinking about that. So he wrote this book, and he addressed that question as well as a number of others. And I've spent some time thinking about this passage of sacred scripture, because don't we call our male parents father? When you fill out an application for a job, maybe and you're a minor, what does it say? Father's name, right? Ooh, Jesus says you're not allowed to say that. And what about me? I mean, you call me father too, right? What about, and that's one of those things that sometimes the church gets accused of being unbiblical because of that. But as we look a little deeper into this passage of sacred scripture, something else is happening here as well. And I think it's summarized by the last line. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. God's point, or the Lord's point in this, is not that we're never allowed to call anybody teacher, or no one's supposed to get a master's degree, or be a doctor, or be called father. His point is, you are not to work for a title, to be somebody, to be over others, to exalt yourself and exert your authority over others. And if you ever find somebody in a position that just wants to be somebody, you don't call them, you don't listen to them, essentially, is what he's saying. Now, we're going to get a little more into this in just a moment. Now, the New Testament. The New Testament is the part of the Bible that's written after Jesus' lifetime, right? We have the Old Testament, we have the New Testament. In the New Testament alone, there are over 120 instances where human beings are called Father. So you have to say, was all that against Jesus? In the book, in the letter, or the book of Hebrews, even we see where in one sentence, we see human beings called Father and God called Father in the same sentence. And here it would be, what son is there whose father does not discipline him? Besides this, we've had our earthly fathers to discipline us and we respected them. Should we not submit all the more to the Father of spirits or God the Father? So is the Bible contradicting itself? Some people would say yes, but I say no. We have to learn how to read the sacred scripture and understand maybe that it's sometimes a little more complex. Jesus, in his own teaching, calls men Father many times. He says this, and this is a passage I hope you remember. What father among you would give your son a snake when he asked for a fish? Jesus asks that question and says, you who are evil know how to give good things to your children. How much more your heavenly Father knows how to give good things to his children? In another instance, Jesus says, honor your father and your mother. And what's he doing there? He's quoting the Ten Commandments. And so he uses this language. But maybe the clearest example is when St. Paul speaks about when he proclaimed the gospel and became a father to people through proclaiming the gospel. How did his proclamation of the gospel make him a father of people? Well, they were reborn. They were born again in the Word. And who was their father when they were reborn? Paul says, I was your father. I'm your daddy now, kind of is what he says. So I'm going to quote that passage for you here. St. Paul, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I am writing you this, not to shame you, but to admonish you as my beloved children. Even if you should have countless guides to Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you, be imitators of me. And for this reason, I am sending you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord. So, why did Jesus say, call no man father, call no one teacher, call no one rabbi, call no one master? What was his point there? Why would he say such a thing? The same reason he said, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. If your hand causes you to sin, do what? Cut it off. He says it because it's so shocking, it gets your attention. It's called hyperbole. It's a technique of arguing where you say something that rattles people. So he speaks this way, and then he continues in his teaching later and talks about Father Abraham and honor your father and your mother. And so we know that there's more to the story that's happening there. You know, Jesus is speaking to specific people in a specific setting, making a specific point. And the point he is saying is that these people here, they have tried to climb the ladder of religion to become somebody. And now they sit on the chair of Moses, and they're no help to anybody. Don't call them father. Don't call them teacher. Don't call them master. And so that is the teaching that some people want to universalize that as an absolute, but where the New Testament teaches us it's not. What's the absolute is, if you exalt yourself, you will be humbled. But if you humble yourself, God will lift you up. So why is it that we call priest father? Why would we do that? What's the point? Well, what do fathers do? They bring forth new life. And priests, through the proclamation of the gospel, sometimes through the baptismal font, bring new life. What else do fathers do? They provide food for their families, right? And what am I supposed to do? Provide the Holy Eucharist, the bread of life. What else do fathers do? They offer counsel and encouragement and maybe sometimes discipline. And that's exactly what a pastor is supposed to do as well. Now, father is a term of relationship. It is a term of authority. But more than anything, the term father is supposed to be a term of affection. You know that my title is not even father? You know what my title in the church is? My title in the church is reverend, okay? That's what I am. I am reverend. But people call me father as a term of affection. It's supposed to be anyway. If you don't like me, you can call me whatever you want, okay? So my point today is not simply to defend the practice of calling our male parents father or calling our priest father. Ultimately, God is our father, and all fatherhood comes from him. I say to you fathers out there, don't underestimate the power that you have over your children. Don't underestimate how they listen to you. Don't underestimate how important the role of fatherhood is. And what is the source of all fatherhood? As I've made the point a couple times already, God is our father. And any good fatherhood comes from God and should return back to God in obedience, in kindness, in love, in discipline. Now, as I said at the beginning of Mass, the Bible, sometimes the meaning is right there on the surface, and sometimes it's a little more complicated than that. How do we read the Bible? We must read the Bible appreciating the richness and the beauty of the story. You know, we are called to worship Almighty God, but we are called to serve each other. So if I am given the responsibility to be a pastor, if people call me father, it is that I may serve you. And if ever I try to get on my high horse and think that I became a priest to be served by others, well then, you know, Jesus has a word for me in the gospel today too, okay? Now, changing gears just a little bit, there are two sacraments that are given especially to serve others. And what two sacraments are they? Holy matrimony and holy orders, both sacraments of service. And so I was being called to the sacrament of holy orders to be a priest, to be an ordained minister in the church. And that is a great gift, a call, and a responsibility. And you know, there's a great shortage of priests in the world today. An incredible shortage. But you know what? You know where the real shortage is? The real shortage is in fatherhood. We have the collapse of the family. Where do priests come from? Priests come from families. Obedient families. Holy families. Families that practice the faith. Now, I remember, and it may point out the fact that I was maybe a bit of a, who knows, maybe a strange child, I don't know. But even as a child, I remember thinking to myself, you know, not every man's a good father. And I remember praying, even as a young person, as a teenager, I remember praying that I would be a good father. Before the idea of being a priest ever entered my mind. But this idea to pray to be a good father, I encourage you men out there, whether you're already a father or a grandfather, to pray to be a good and holy father. Maybe you don't have any children yet, maybe not even married yet. Pray to be a good father. What might that mean? That might even mean being a priest, you know? That might even mean being a spiritual father, as St. Paul said, I became your father when I proclaimed the gospel to you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, this weekend the church asks us to make sure we invite the men and the women in our congregation to open your ears to God's call to you. And so I say to the men, maybe God is calling to you, the young men, the maybe not so young men, the men that are not married, maybe God is calling you to spiritual fatherhood. Be open to that call. And to the women here, maybe God is calling you to a special consecration of your life as a bride of Christ in the religious life. You know, we are given special missions, whether it's biological fatherhood, whether it is a minister in the church, whether it is some other service, to give to others. And God will lift up the humble, but he will cast down the proud. May we all be good fathers, good mothers, when whatever role God is calling us to, may we be holy servants of one another.